The Sanctuary Forest Land and Water Trust is advancing toward completion of one of its most ambitious projects, the creation of Van Auken Creek Community Forest. Sanctuary Forest Executive Director April Newlander gave an update on the Conservation, Restoration, and Public Access Project during a June 24th online presentation to the Community Economic Resilience Consortium. Beginning in 2016 with fundraising, followed by land and conservation easement purchases in the Whitethorn area, the project has proceeded with restoration, including in-stream habitat restoration. Newlander said the impetus for the conservation effort was to head off a timber harvest plan and potential subdivision.
It was definitely a bit of an urgency. There was actually 300 acres approved on a timber harvest plan for clear cuts. And so we were really concerned. We didn't want to see that happening. And then this map shows all the different subdivision that was potentially could occur as well. It had 24 different legal parcels that could have been divided up. And this is a watershed that's already has insufficient water supply. So we really felt strongly we wanted to keep this all in one piece. You know, there's this surrounded by residential, you know, the community does live. This is kind of like in Whitethorn, kind of downtown. So it's, we've got a lot of community around it, but we felt really important that we needed to prevent further clear cuts and development and wanted to keep this all into one piece.
An initial challenge was meeting the land buy's $9 million cost. A fundraising campaign saw unprecedented success, raising over $700,000. That initial success got the attention of state agencies, leading to a number of grants, including those from the state's Department of Water Resources, Department of Fish and Wildlife, and Proposition 68. The land purchase was made by Lost Coast Forest Lands, which then sold a 300-acre conservation easement to Sanctuary Forest with conditions related to sustainable forestry, restoration, and public access. To create water sources during low-flow periods, Sanctuary Forest has developed 7 off-channel ponds that pump water to augment stream flows.
We've built 7 ponds total in the headwaters. And Van Auken, just this last summer, we built 2 ponds that total almost 8 million gallons of water. This is a drone shot of one of the ponds. And these ponds, the idea with these ponds is they're not connected to the creek. They're off-channel. But we're actually using them to augment stream flow. So these have pumps. We're going to be pumping the water out of the pond. They go up to tanks, and then they go into an infiltration gallery, and that goes into the stream. And so what we're going to be doing is we start doing that when the flows get low, and we have baby fish that need to have pools because the coho need to survive a whole summer in the headwaters before they can go out to the ocean. So it's a very hands-on approach. It's a newer, we keep refining our methods as we learn more. And this is our most recent pond that we have installed. And it's really beautiful right now. It's with the water, it just looks really inviting. It's really nice.
The project has a public access element with 25 miles of trails possible, including an ADA accessible trail encircling one of the ponds. The Community Economic Resilience Consortium, Networks Economic Progress, and Newlander talked about the Community Forest Project's economic significance.
In 2025, we actually spent $3.7 million paid out to contractors and vendors, employed 10 local businesses. So we really are keeping the money locally. A lot of these grants were in this severely disadvantaged community, and they really want that the public funds to be supporting these disadvantaged communities. So we have 10 local businesses and they hire all these local crews, and it's been really amazing. You know, we're kind of economically depressed right now. So to be able to provide jobs has been really important.
The project's near future restoration work includes in-stream habitat restoration of 4,000 feet of Van Auken Creek this summer, and the public access program is expected to begin in 2027. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.